Samar Bali. We got up to the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda says the Korban Tamid as well is a chiyuv of leisizbach al hachometz dam zichri on Erev Pesach at the same time ben arba'in. How did you know that? My time to review that. Omar lecha zichri. Zichri means the zevach that's miyucha to me. What zevach is miyucha to me? Mind you, tamid. So the mela, if you would have said in the context of Pesach zevach, fine, I would have understood that it meant the Korban Pesach. But when you say zivchi, you're adding the zevach that's brought all the time to yuchat for me. Not that you have a chelik, and that's the Korban Tamid. Rabbi Shimon Omer Pesach biarbas. Rabbi Shimon Shita is that on erev Pesach, the only thing that you're chayav for shkita lachometz is a Korban Pesach. But during the meid itself, there you're chayav on any korban that you shecht on the chometz. My time of the Rabbi Shimon, the chsiv zivchi zivchi treizim. The pasuk repeats, one is loisizbach ala chometz dam zivchi, and one is loisishkat ala chometz dam zivchi. Take the yud from the zivchi, add it to the yud of the other zivchi, and you have loisishkat al zivachai. Means all of the zivachim that are being brought from me. So kari bezevach zivachai. I will say, if the Torah really meant that, it should have just said so. Why did it put in the two separate psukim with one yud there and one yud there? That's cool for the chat. Is lameimra to teach me that bizman the ika zevach lo mechaya bazvachai. Bizman the leka zevach mechaya bazvachai. Don't you have either the time in which you have my zevach from Pesach, but then there's no diet for zvachai because then we need the yud. But if it's not the time for bringing my zevach from Pesach, take the yud, move it over, and you have zvachai. In which case, it teaches me that dafke at the time that you bring the korban pesach, you're not chayav on zvachai. But when you're not on yudalit, meaning you're still at the time of pesach during the moed, then you are chayav on zvachai. So as long as there's an isur chometz, lo sizbach ala chametz dam zvachai. So this is Rabbi Shimon's interesting sheet, the erev pesach your potter, unless it's a korban pesach. During the moed, you're chayav on any type of zevach. Of course, aliba Rabbi Shimon aliba the shitat atzmo in terms of shkita ruuya. Would the mela potter the Korban Pesach itself during the mayim? That's not a kosher shkita. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of zvicha or shkita.
This is one of the sources
that I did. No. This is fancy footwork, exactly. There's a lot of times in the Gemara. Well, the mayim, the shmo patur. So why is that? Because Rabbi Shimon Shita is, if you shecht the Korban Pesach l'shmei, so then it's going to be, you can sit next to me because Dr. Spolsky is out of town. If you shecht the Korban Pesach l'shem Pesach, achar yudalid, so then it's possible l'shmei. So if you shecht it l'shmei, it's a shkit shenaruya. If you shecht it shalal l'shmei, then you would be chayiv. So in other words, it's only because you shecht it shalal l'shmei. Let's see what a shecht it is done. Mashk from here would have shechted it stam, you would be potter. Why? Because a Pesach is stoma l'shmei koi, even though it's after Pesach. So you think if it's after Pesach, so it automatically got switched to a shlomi? Because now it's no longer yudalit. So how am I going to bring it as a korban Pesach? So it automatically become a korban shlomi. It appears from here, shmami na, that Pesach b'shar yemot ha-shanah bo yakira, in order to be makshir, a Pesach b'shar yemot ha-shanah, you'll have to say beferish, I want this as a shlomi, not as a pesach. But minastam, it didn't automatically become a korban shlomi. Omer b'chiya bar gamda, no, that's not necessarily true. We were learning as a chabura. It's difficult to say who said what in a chabura, because everybody adds a little bit. You end up with a nizrkami pi chabura. Nizrkami pi chabura comes out of all of the limud we were doing together. We came up with this pshat. I can't repeat it in someone's name. But nizraka mipi chabura, which often is the pshat of collaborations, can't say so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that. It comes from the interaction. The Amru, it's no riot from here that Pesach b'shar yemot ha-shanah bo yakira. Why not? Because maybe we're talking about that the bialim of this korban pesach became tamei. In which case, if they became tamei meis, then they're supposed to be bringing a korban of Pesach sheni a month later. What korban do you think they're going to bring? This one. The one that they weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon. In which case, in this case, the Korban Pesach was still aimed to be brought as a Korban Pesach, albeit the Pesach Sheni. and now you go ahead and check that stam during Yontif. So stam, it's still a maid for Korban Pesach. But let's say somebody who was not going to bring the Pesach for Pesach Sheni, maybe in Afinani, stama, it's considered to be a shlomi, or liachr Pesach Sheni, and maybe any Pesach, the past Pesach, becomes automatically a Korban Shlomi. So you can't bring a raya from here. A Pesach nishchat b'shalosh kitot. When we shecht the Korban Pesach, we shecht it in three separate groups, even if we'd be able to fit everybody in at one time. We insist on splitting it apart based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, v'shachtu oto kol kahal adat Yisrael. So you have a concept of the Kehila, the Eda, and Yisrael, which implies that there's three separate groupings. Nichnasa kat harishona. What happens? Whoever's there waiting, first group comes in. Yitmalu ha'azara, the azara now fills up to the point where it's not healthy for more people to get in there. Na'alu daltota ha'azara, the doors were closed. Taku hariu v'taku, while they were bringing the Korban Pesach, they were saying halo, as we'll see. And for each halo, there was tkia, drew a tkia three times. Ha'kohanim omdim shurot shurot. Now, there were many, many korbanos that were brought. And so, in order to make this work, what they did was they had an assembly line. So they had the Kehanim were set up in rows between the Mekaymes HaShechita to the Mizbeah, and you had two rows. One row was holding all Bezichim, one row was Shura Shekula Kesef, Kesef, and another row was Shura Shekula Zahav, Zahav. Lo Ayumu Ravim, they wouldn't mix the gold and the silver, we'll see, we'll discuss why. The Lo Ayula Bezichim Shulaim, and there was no way to set these cups down. They didn't have any bottoms. The bottoms were rounded so that they couldn't stand. Why? Because we're afraid with the pressure, somebody may set one down for a minute, and then again, because of the pressure, this new one's coming, he would forget that he had set one down. It would end up becoming possible.
Where exactly is the Shechita taking place? You can imagine the rows like here in the
Beit. Shechita's taking place in the Beit HaMikdashayim, which is off where the maklot were.
Why would it be possible? I mean, during the day, always better during the day.
Because Shema Yikarei Shaddam. Okay, so now the Yisrael, I mean, not necessarily Yisrael, but Shachat Yisrael, Yisrael could check. The Kibel HaKohen, now from the point of Kabbalah on, a Kohen had to be Makabal Adam. The Kohen was Makabal Adam, handed the full cup of Dam to the Kohen that was standing next to him, who promptly handed it to the Kohen to the guy standing next to him. And this way the Dam was zoomed across to the Mizbeah. Makabal Adam Aleh Machzir Tarekan, he hands over the full cup, takes back an empty cup, passes it on, and this way you have the cups going around in a circle continuously.
But who was?
What's Gemara? We'll discuss that. And then the one who comes to the Kohen Korvetz on his Beach, that Kohen is Zorko's Rika Achas. The din is the Korban Pesach isn't put on the Mizbeach. It's thrown on the Mizbeach of the Dam, not with a finger, and it's not Shnai Shem Arba, it's an Oila, but rather it's a Zrika Keneged HaYesod, one Zrika. Of course, the Yesod didn't go over the entire bottom of the Mizbeach, but there was an Amma on the Tzad Doram, and there was an Amma also on the Tzad Mizrach that had Yesod. The other two sides had a Yesod. Yotztakat Rishona, when they finished, they went out of the Azara, and it was a Kachnia. Yotztak Shnia, and it was a Shlishit. Kimaaseh Rishona, Kachmaaseh Shnia, Vashlishit. Each one of the Kitot would have this assembly line. That was part of the, we'll see, Barovam Hadrat Melech. It wasn't necessarily a function of how many people. Kol'uet Alel, during the entire time that this was going on, Rashi, it seems to be about locusts. Many times it's not about locusts. Rashi says Korban Pesach refers to the people that were bringing the Korban Pesach. The other is shown him, and Rashi elsewhere says that it's talking about the Levian, that it was part of Shira Korban Pesach. Others learned that they ain't enough. They both did. They're two separate dinim. The dinim Hakravas HaKorban was Shira, the dinim Levian. But the din in doing a mitzvah, like we do at the Pesach, we do also halal. That halal was said by the people that were there. So they both mishneata, I mean, karu et halal. Im gamru shanu. If they finished the halal, they would say the halal again. Im shanu, if it was, the korbanos were still coming, shileishu. Then they would say the halal a third time. But this was all theoretical. It never happened that they should not finish fast enough, because this was all done with extreme expertise. I mean, you could barely see the cups moving. So this was as quick as could possibly be. Anybody who's watched on a modern Shechita line knows what's that like, what that's like.
20,000 birds in one day.
There you go.
Was it
Empire Chickens, states 120,000 birds. A lot. It's difficult to conceive of, because they had to do more than that when it came to the Korban Pesach. We'll see, more than that.
Usually 4 to 5 on the line at a time. 120,000 birds, 4 or 5 shows in the
morning.
That's it. Unbelievable.
4 or 5 shows. More than that at a time. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mimehem Shokach Shlishit. Most of the people were pushing their way in to get into the first and the second Kitot. They didn't want to wait to Kach Shlishit. So when it came to Kach Shlishit, they never even got up to, in the first Hallel, Ahavti Ki Shema Hashem Eskodin. That's how few people was in the Kach Shlishit. The Kotzker has a nice word on this. Somebody that's holding by Ahavti wouldn't be in the third Kach. That's very good.
Then
he would be trying to go faster. So he's a Magdalen one. He would be in a late minion. He'd be in the first minion. There were very few people in the third Katz. It didn't take long to finish up. Now, Kemaaseu b'chol, kach maaseu b'shabbat. L'maisa, it was done exactly the same way on Shabbos, because of course, Deuche is a Shabbos. The only thing is that part of what was done that was the same, the Chachamim weren't happy about. And that was, Sha'akohanim medichim et azara shalom ritzon Chachamim. The Chachamim were not happy about the fact that the azara was washed out on Shabbos. Of course, they had an automatic azara washer. And the automatic azara washer consisted of plugging up the ama, where they had the water that was coming in from outside, Mayan, and it would overflow. Then all of the dam and so on would get mixed in the water, and then they'd pull the plug and everything would go flying out. And that was it. But you're not supposed to wash a floor on Shabbos. And normally we say that there's no shvus in the Azorah. However, a shvus, that's necessary on some level. This wasn't necessary, therefore the Chachamim didn't hold of it. Naturally, the Rambam paskins that this is the way it's supposed to be done. He paskins, and then you're taking this Azorah, you clean out the Azorah. Because there's no shvus in the Azorah. In other words, he paskins like the Kayanim Shalobrit on Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, coast. Not so simple. They did not throw out the dam with the water. Because what if one of the kosot had spilled? And then, you got to figure out which korban was kosher, right? 300 kosot per second going by. One of the kosot, what are we going to do now? So says Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, remember, that we had before, ein dam avatal dam. So since the dam is never bottled, take one kosot from the floor, and the floor was so high that they used to actually walk ankle. You would be ankle deep in blood. That's how much blood there was. They had to make places to walk. You shouldn't get the big tekuna dirty, as we'll see. So this the vegetarians should close their ears down. And one cup of the mixed dam was poured on the mizbeach, because that way
got everybody.
He was obviously a homeopath, you know. Because a homeopathic medicines don't even have one molecule per bottle. Right, so this is they tie to the molecule leaves a ration. Somewhere.
Wait, you don't mean the mixed blood and water?
No, the mixed blood. Before the unit says.
Before they opened out the water to let it go.
Yeah.
Before they flushed the toilet,
So kel sayanu maleni damata arovet zorko zrika achas agave mizbeach, in order to be makshir all of the dam that was had spilled. Because the Chachamim tied in his bottle. What are you going to have? There's a tiny amount of dam that needs to be on the Mizbeach, mixed with all of the dam of the Tamtis, of all of the Karbonis that have been dripping from the various Karbonis after the Shemitah, which is not kosher for the Zrita.
Aren't you this way being Motzi Midei Safek?
Because you won't be Motzi Midei Safek. It's bottle.
Oh, sure.
For sure it's bottle. How can it not be bottle? You have all the dam of the Behemoth. What do you mean? That wasn't Roy for the Nefesh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, but dam is never bottles. There's no problem. But if you hold it around one, so lo hodu lo chachom. What can you do?
Somebody's
open.
Or not
yotzei. Now the owners would usually do the tzliya, the hefsha. Obviously, it didn't require kohanim, and were sort of short on working hands. So, how was that affected? Well, in Kaliot Shel Barzel hayu kvuin b'ktalim, there were hooks in the side walls of the Azar, and then the Amudim of the Beit HaMikvachayim also had hooks that were near the wall, And then they would hang, they would be tole, the Korban Pesach, on these hooks, and they would be mashing the Korban. Now suppose there was no space, which of course you were lucky to get yourself a place. What they had was portable rods. You know, you put the rod on your shoulder and on the other guy's shoulder.
Two, right?
And then, yeah. And then you would be tole it and be mashed it. So kol mi she'en lo makom l'tlot l'afshit maklot takim v'chalakim ayu sham v'niyar aktefo v'aketef chavero v'toleh u'mafshit. Rabbi Eliezer says this is all very nice when it comes to a Yud Dalet that was a weekday, but how about if it's a Shabbos and then these maklot are mukta according to some, or you won't be able to use them because it'll be considered to be tikkun maneh to set them up elsewhere. Rashi says, this becomes a major issue. Why are they muktzah? Right. Since even if it's a kli shemalat al yisr, it's a tzar of gufa. From here, the Mishnah Berurah comes up with a very, very painful psak. And a lot of chaylik on it. But his psak is that even a kli shemalat al yisr, which is mutl, a tzar of gufa, is only mutl, a tzar of gufa, if you don't have any alternative. But if you have an alternative, you can't lightly go and use a kli shemalat al yisr.
And you should wait.
You should use something else, such as Rebbe Eliezer's suggestion that you dalet shechali yot b'shabbat, instead of taking the maklot, take your left hand and put it on your friend's right shoulder, and take your friend's left hand and put it on your right shoulder, and then both of you use your right hands to do the hefshet together. The family that's mafshit together stays together. Look, the small little sheep. I mean, you see them all the time down here on the shish kebab. That's the whole thing. Vegetarians between us should please close their ears.
That's true, though.
You're taking off the hamshata. No, it's very hard to do. Even on a sheep, I've done it many times. It's not an easy pull.
Kor'o, they would then tear open the animal, they would take out the emurim for the Mizbeah, but no bimegis, would put that into a large pan to be brought up to the Mizbeah. V'tiran agavei ha-Mizbeah. Yatzta kat ha-Rishona. Now, on an Erev Shabbos, you couldn't carry your Korban Pesach home, so you would go out, you couldn't carry outside of the Rishus HaYochid anyway, so they would sit, meanwhile, Yosh v'lo b'harabayit. Second cot would come out, and they would sit by the chel, which is right up against the azara. The third cot would stand in its place. Bimkoma omedet, note the change in the language, because it couldn't sit in the azara. The harabayit, the first two kitot sat. The third kita omed, was stood in the azara until after Shabbos. Chashecha, as soon as it got dark, yatzu v'tzalu et yitzchehem, because you couldn't broil your korban pesach on Shabbos, because that, of course, isn't doicha Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Eina Pesach Nishkat Ela B'Shalosh Kitot, as we saw in the Mishnah, you need three groups, but each group requires 30 people, minimum. So you need Shloshim B'nei Adam. Why? Because the Diak and the Pesach was Kahal Adat Yisrael, right? So we needed Kahal, Eda, and Yisrael, but we're not sure whether that means Misapkalan Ibebat Achad. Does that mean that you should have Kahal, Eda, Yisrael, meaning 10 each, 30 people, or does it mean three groups of 10 people? Therefore, we make three groups of 30 people to be yotzi both ways. That way, if it meant bevat achad, so you're yotzi, ha'ika. If it meant bezach azeh, it's also ha'ika. Suppose you don't have enough people to go around, you can manage on 50, because all you need is 30 people should be there as the din of presence. But you need to be able to shech for a kahal or an edah. First 30 go in. They do the Korban Pesach. 10 new ones go in. 10 old ones go out. Now you still have a minion. The minion here consists of 30, of course. And then the next new 10 come in, and another 10 go out. So that way, Nafkasar, that way you always have a minion. By the way, this is brought by Halacha Lagabe Shtiblach. There was a lot of questioning whether the shtiblach idea is a good idea. To have minyan go come in and a minyan come out, some people stay over and some were ma'ar on it. It looks like you don't hold the first minyan. You're replacing the guy with you. What was it good enough for you? Why are you a member of another minyan? You held it that they weren't kosher minyan. A lot of people would be very upset with it when before the minyan became Kavua. And part of the raya was for the Korban Pesach. Here you see there were people that were there. The original cut, it wasn't considered to be a pagan. In the second cut, everybody understood that it was a separate thing. And it was there in order to help the others to go and to have a minion, so to speak, here, the minion ishlaishim. So Mamela, there was no akpada. There's other things, interesting. A lot of things come from this sugya that are nogea all the time in the Beit HaKnesset. For instance, the shaila of whether you can have separate people that are given a kibud for, let's say, the Gulila, and some places have a minute that they give a separate kibud to bring the kalim for the Gulila. In other words, to bring the whatever they're using, the Keter, the German minig, and so on. And in some places, they were murder against it. You're hurting the other person's kibud. You already gave him Gulila, how can you give somebody else? It's kalal, the whole thing. Sometimes the chazan has a right to do it. They bring a riot from here, the Barobam Adras Melech. A Kohen was Makabal Adam, and he was supposed to hand it over to the next guy. Like, he should start complaining. I was raising Adam, I'm going to walk around myself. This is the way I'm running. Can you imagine? No, that these things had to be settled in lawsuits. Literally, there were lawsuits brought. A chazan once brought a lawsuit. Since he was the chazan of the Beit HaKnesset, he had a right to do Agba all the time. It's part of the, actually, it was on Hotzavach Nosa. It's the chazan's job. He's supposed to take right, you have to give anybody else Hotzavach Nosa. If you're going to sell it already, I get the money. This is a serious lawsuit. They brought it right from this Gemara. Isn't that true? You're given what you're given. Hey, these Jews. Nichnasa katarishona. Now, Abaye says, ninalu. Not that you close the doors on the katarishona, but we're going to close the doors. The doors close themselves. Because once the azara was full, the doors shut automatically. And that way, the people who weren't in knew that it was too late. Were they going to skip bang on the door like on a naked bus? If the Azara shuts its own doors, it's over. That's it. It's automatic doors. It's a going away present. This is a hint. No, no.
That's where Star Trek got the idea.
So, Rava says, no alim. You close the doors. My denayu, the nafkamina is, what are they arguing about? Whether you're allowed to be semich on an ace. So Abaya says, nidalutna. Look, however many people fit in, if you don't close the doors, and the doors don't close themselves, somebody's going to get crushed in there. So what do? It's like a New York subway. So what do? You wait until the people inside can't breathe anymore, and then you call an ambulance. So Abaye says, don't worry about it. You could be samech that the Azara will take care of itself and won't allow in too many people.
Even at the time when all the other nisim didn't take place.
Yeah. This one was more mystery. Rav Amar no alim tnan. No, samechin an nisa. You have to have policemen there who know when you have to be. You don't have a right to be samech on an ace that they don't close the doors itself. Take care of it. And what about the Mishnah that says, Amar Rav Yehuda, what are you talking about? But some have reported that they put Akavya ben Mahalalel into Nidui because of a machloikis. It's chas v'sholem, but that should be true because in Azorah nin elet al kol adam b'Yisrael b'chokmah v'yarschik Akavya ben Mahalalel. The doors of the Azorah never shut on anybody of such a madrega in terms of chokmah v'yarschik. And you're saying such a person would put into Nidui. Now, when it says nin elet, what does that mean? Abaye is matarz atame, Rav is matarz atame. Abaye matarz atame, that ein bazara v'sha'a shenin alal kol adam Yisrael v'chokma v'yarschit kakavim im alalel. He learns that it means that the doors of the Azara, when it was nin elet automatically, you would never find one there of that madrega. Rav matarz atame, ein bazara v'sha'a v'shen no alimot tal kol Yisrael. It didn't mean nin elet by itself. It meant when the Kohanim were no ill, they would never find someone of that darga like a Kavim and a Malal. Tana Rabbanan, one of the great things was that nobody was ever crushed to death in the Azara. Me'olam lo nitmeich adam ba'azara, except for one time. And that one time went down in history. It was called the Squish Pesach. And that was during the time of Hillel. Shenitmayer bozakin echad vayukorino to Pesach muuchin went down in history as the squishy Pesach.
The press
place. Whatever happened isn't clear.
So it was called, not that he was called, the Zaki was called.
No, they no. called that year. They called that year. It went down to Shem Sun.
The door's closed.
No, it wouldn't have become Tommy Mays.
It
must have been a Tzari.
Ready? Does this mean it's pressed that all make doors or pressed
with
Bush. Yeah. Right. Talking about one. Pama Agrippas Amelach. Once Agrippas wanted to have an idea. Israel. He wanted to see how many people came. Litene Nav is not a nice language. Because Inochinami, since it wasn't Litzerech in Malchus, it wasn't Litzerech the Beis HaMikdash, so it was really usher to do the way the Ramban learns. That even if you're counting correctly, that's how he understands David HaMelech's counting. What did he do wrong? That he wanted to know the number, not Litzerech, Davishot Kedusha. So he took one kidney from every sheep and counted the kidneys. Natal Kuya Mikol Echad, Vinimtsu Sham Shishi Maribu Zuge Klayot, Kiflaim Kyotin Mitzrayim. They found over there 1,200,000 Klayot. And this doesn't include people that were Tame. Not to mention that on every Pesach, there need to be at least, I mean, there were at least more than 10 people. That was a Pesach. So it means that they had basically 12 million people or so that had come up for the Korban Pesach that year. And that was quite a Pesach. What do you mean, not al kuya? The kuya goes up in his bag. How could he take a kuya? It needs to be on his back. No. He counted it and then he was makter it. What do you mean he counted it and then he was makter it? V'ktivi hiktiro. Tiro means shlo yarev chalavav shal zeh v'zeh. Each one had to be in the megis and had to be kept together. How could he bring a kidney separately from the rest of the emuri? No, what happened is that he was makter it each one separately, so it wasn't mixed with another. But it has to be together with it says Vitiran. Shiakulo Keachad. All of the Chalavim have to be mukta together with that animal. Don't that make it? You're right. But what he did was he grabbed the kidney. Kidnapped it. He kidnapped it. That's where it comes from. What do you think the word comes from? It's from this Pesach. So because of that, he would insist that they have to replace it with something. You don't get this kid back unless you give us whatever, a silver dollar. So then we count the silver dollar. Whatever it is, it was an item. So then we counted the items and he gave it back right away. Then having counted the other items, strange because they were no longer zuge kaloyos that we were counting. They had never been pairs anyway because we only had one from each animal. So what made them zuge kaloyos? Very, very strange. Right?
And it's not good
Mokhtani? No.
It's not likely that they come.
No, this is a... What about the Josephus story with Herod and so on?
What's a lot of people.
Yeah.
This would be 12 million people eating.
12 million people. That's a lot of people. It was full Tvisa and the Dan Pearl that weekend.
Do you know whether we can trust the Chaim Gadol at that time?
Some of them were some safer.
They allow you to give it. They how many people they have.
A quick technical thing. You give it your
Korban. You missed all the excitement, but then you come in with technical things.
Okay.
I don't know.
you give in the kevin, it goes to the shechita. How does it get back to you? You got a ticket to clamp on it. You know
if you would have been here, you would have found out that it never leaves you.
You stay with it.
You stay with it. The blood is put on the assembly line.
The blood and the animal stays with you.
You take care of it. You can even take care of the shechita yourself.
Okay.
No, I said there's a hook some safer on. He was questioning whether the gadol was reliable. Why did we never mix the silver and the gold? Why do we have a whole row of silver and a whole row of gold? Is it that we're afraid he's going to take some learned, this means he'll pocket the gold and he'll put back the silver. There's a nice price difference. So if the coin, let's say, comes in with 200 under his things,
no
200 containers of silver, Every time he gets an empty one back, he puts it on his own, takes out a silver one and puts it on, walks out with 200 gold.
He's a big overcoat.
He's a big overcoat. But Rashi learns because we're afraid of Malin Bekedesh Veloy Meribim. If you have first a golden one and a silver one, it's like a bazillion.
So we, did you pay an extra fee to be on
which,
the
which part,
you
know, which part you're, like, you're done with?
Class, you know, with
how come we don't have a platinum?
Yeah. You're right. So is that the problem? So how can Tavi? Dilba Shakwi Barmatan, Vaila Barmea. I mean, who's to say that everyone was the same value? I mean, there were more valuable Kalim, less valuable Kalim. It looks nicer. It looks nicer. You have gold on one hand, silver on the other hand. Otherwise, it would have looked like a mishmash to keep things looking beautiful. They did it like that.
Purely aesthetics.
Purely aesthetics. There were no flat bottoms on these bezichin in order to prevent them from being set down for a moment by accident.
Yeah, that's
the
point of
Rashi. Not because
I mean, how does he explain
that much
and a mayor?
Yeah, maybe because it's not so nicker, so it wouldn't be Malin the Lemur. But that was not. I mean, after Gemara says if that's the case, it would be the same thing, right? In the end, the Gemara says, but Lemaisa, what's enough to mean? It would also be a problem if it's worth more. Then it's less. It's a yirida. Shachat Yisrael v'kibal akayim. Oh, sorry, I'm in the middle here. So all of the bezichin of the Mikdash didn't have any flat bottoms, chutz mi bezichin levonah shalechem apanim. The bezichin levonah of the lechem apanim did have a flat bottom, because if it wouldn't, it would need to lean up against the lechem apanim. That we don't want. So we gave it a flat bottom to sit on the shulchan, and that way there would be no additional pressure on the lechem. Shema yanechem v'yifrotz halechem, as we put them down and they lean on them, they may end up cracking the lechem. Shachat Yisrael v'kibel akalein. Why does it say Shachat Yisrael? What, lo sagi de lav Yisrael? I mean, and if a Yisrael doesn't check, it's no good. It's got to be a Yisrael. No, Yiguv HaKamash Blan is telling you, Shchita Zar is kosher, and therefore it might as well be Shachat Yisrael. That way you keep control of your own Korban Pesach, and then you go ahead and you take care of your own Korban Pesach by taking care of the skinning and so on. That's all a function of the owner. Then v'kibel haKohen, haKamashman mikabol avelach mitzvah skuna. At that point, of course, you need a Kohen. So the contrast between the Yisrael and the Kohen teaches you at which point you're mechuyev to have the Kohen. Not nolachaveiro. Here, as Scott pointed out before, when do you walk it? Where's the holacha? If the Kohen is mekabel adam, he hands it to the next one, and adam gets all the way to the end of the row without anybody moving from their space. So then there was no holacha. So do we see from here that holacha shelo beregel havia holacha, and if somebody would have, let's say, a machsheves pigo without moving, is that still called part of the holacha? Says the Gemara, no. Maybe dimo hu nayid purta. Maybe he moved a little bit. That the Chofetz Chaim in his Hilchos Kotshim, he learns that the whole row moved, which is beautiful because you were really watching a whole choreography. It would be, right, from the both sides, it would be really beautiful. However, many learned that only the Kohen that was taken to the Mizbeach, who was the guy at the end of the column, when he would be Makabal Adam, he would move a couple of inches to the side and then pour it and then move back.
Took a step.
Yeah. So, the Chofetz Chaim, definitely not. So it could be that maybe, and indeed that's how we passed it. So if that's the case, what's the point of saying it, teaching us this? So my Kamash Malan, if it meant that they walked anyway, Kamash Rova Madras Melech, what do you mean? It's teaching us the way it was done that we should know. The more people that are involved, the greater Chashivas there is. And we don't say that if it's real Chashivas, a person wants to do the whole thing on his own. No, it's not up to you to do it on your own. It's up to you to do it in the most beautiful way possible. And that's the deeper Aveda, even if it means sharing that Aveda with others. Kibelet amalei umagzirat harikan. Note that you have to take the full container first, and only then give back the empty container. Why? Aval ipchalo. You can't do it the other way. Yisayel el Reish Lakish, domer Reish Lakish, ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot. There's a very interesting Mariel, which really doesn't seem to make sense on the surface, who brings this Gemara as the makor of putting the first sefer, putting the other sefer on the bima, before you do the hagma. But it's like over here. In other words, you have that mitzvah to bring a new sefer and then give back the empty sefer, so to speak.
You don't have
that. So that's the shayla. They tie on him, but over there was already given to you. Okay. But in any event, you see from here, you have an option. You have one thing that's the leftovers, and the other thing that's the new one. Take the new one and do it first.
So what about the guys who are returning the empties? They're going to be getting the rate and passing them down to the empties.
Well, somewhere that's going to have to happen.
It sounds like they're going to aren't they involved with this, even though they're doing the empty work. They're
making it. What do you mean? The same guy.
The moment that he hands over. It's not two different people.
The same guy.
You've got a whole row passing on the fold to get to the end. The guy's got the fold. On the other side.
No. That's your imagination.
I'm trying to understand how it works.
Both sides took Molly and Raycombs. Didn't go around in a circle. By the way, you know where we also are sending on this Mishnah as a minhag in the Bris Milah. The idea of the Kvater is based on this. Nois v'chavero v'chavero v'chavero. So why don't we just bring in the kid? Because the more people that hand it over, pass the child, is considered to be a Roiva Madras Bella. Interesting. However, there is a Kabbalah from the Teimanim that the only time that we have the magic bracha on the Sander, that he's considered to be the Makter Keterens, and that he gets rich, is Dafka, where he does the whole thing. It's like Keterens. It doesn't help there to say Roiva. You have other people sharing it, they'll ruin the whole magic. You don't get rich. They bring a beautiful bicep from Yerushalayim that one of the Rabbanim heard from the Taimanim, who made fun of the, said, back in Taiman we would never do that because it would ruin the segula. So he asked the shus at the bris, next bris, when they made in the sanak, he asked the shus to do everything. He wants to be Yotze, this Minak Taiman. And the next day receives a telegram that a guy died in California and had left him. He didn't even inherit. Had him left him a massive fortune. The Tzarek is, I don't know. He's a big Sipura Yerushalayim. But I mean, the details, it was not in California. Maybe. Anyway, it's interesting. This will be the next one-upmanship. I'll take the Sunday coast, but only the tonight that I can be here tonight.
What's everything?
The mother can't seem to be wrong.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, the brachas, the everything.
But not the Mila.
No, he's holding it. That's a different thing, but on this Gemara they tie out for Rova. Kohen HaKore Betzalam is, they are, now the lip,
much?
Not simultaneously.
And it's not called a Voda, so we can do it
with the right hand.
First he gives away the full one. And then he adds the empty.
You have to do both with the right hand side of the
thing?
How would you be able to sign it up to bring it back?
Oh, bring it back now.
Yeah. Man tana pesach bezrika. It says over here that the dam of a korban pesach is bezrika and not bishvicha, because some korbanas we bring the kos. Normally, when you put dam to the yisod, take the kos, makarev it to the mizbeach, and you pour it out. Not that you throw the dam. You throw the dam, we know that there's throwing. We have Shnayim Shem Arba. But the Dam has to get to both sides of the corner. That's a different type of Matana completely. But normally you have Shemicha Kenegad HaYesod, or you have a Zrika Shnayim Shem Arba. Where do we get a Zrika that is a Zrika to the Yesod? Rav Chista, this is Rav Yosi HaGlili. The Tanya, Rav Yosi HaGlili Omer, Es Domom Tizrok Al HaMizbeach. What's called Domom Tizrok Al HaMizbeach? It's talking about over here, Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesem. So why does it say domam tizrok? It's only a dinner b'chor. It says chelbom takdir and so on. Damo lo ne'amar, ela damam. Chelbo lo ne'amar, ela chelvam. This teaches us that all the three modified shlomi, which is b'chor, b'iser, and pesach, where the Torah didn't give us many of the other dinim of shlomi, such as the normal din of shnayim shein arba, or of smicha, or of chazav v'shok, that doesn't apply to these korbanis that are otherwise shlomi, but nonetheless, b'chor ma'aser and pesach need matan domim ve'murim legabe mizbeach. How do we know that that's yisod? I'm Rav Elazar. Ask yizrika zrika me'oila. The lashon over here by the b'chor and the pesach and the maaser is damam tizrok al mizbeach. Uchtiv adam, and when it comes to the oila, it says v'zarku b'nei aaron hakohanim es damo al mizbeach saviv. So that means, the same way the Yoyalah requires Yesod, the Pesach requires Yesod. Wait, where does it say it requires Yesod? It says Saviv. How do we know the Yoyalah itself requires Zrika in a place where there is Yesod under it? Which teaches us, of course, which two corners here. Because otherwise we can't have two alternative corners, because on the Mizrach Doron there was no Yesod. So if we're going to have now two that is going to hit all four, and it has to be Kenegad HaYesod, there's only one way that we could split up the Mizbeach diagonally, which is how we derive the side that would put the Zrika Saddam. El Yesod, note how it calls the Yesod. El Yesod Mizbach HaOlah. We call it Yesod Mizbach HaOlah. This pasuk isn't even said by an Olah. This pasuk is said by a Chatas. It's supposed to take the Dam of the Chatas, but the Yesod is called nonetheless Yesod of the Olah. Why not just say El Yesod Mizbeach? Therefore, it's clear that the Yesod relates specifically to the Asiyata or Korban Oila, and the Mela, we now know that the Zerik of the Korban Pesach, with the same Lashon as the Oila, is Keneged HaYesod. Lamaisa and Zvachim, the Gemara asks, so maybe we should learn out Shnayim Shein Arba also. Okay, so we darsh it from the Pasuk. Very good. Brief review.
The Pesach would like to collect
them. Review the Imer Afatomi. My time with the Review the Omer Lecho Zivchi. Zevach miuchad li, my nihu tamid. Rabbi Shimon omer haPesach b'arba asar and shara zvachim in the moed. My time at Rabbi Shimon dechsiv twice. Zivchi, zivchi. Kori be zevach, take the yud and make the other one zvachai. L'may yilkata paginu rachamon, and miyadadiv lo k'tiv zvachai. L'meymar, bizman di ika the zevach of the Pesach on your dalim. Lo mechayev azvachai. But bizman the leka zevach, meaning during yom tiv, mechayev azvachai. This is Richie's question. It's a Pesach Peshah Yimot HaShanah. Should have been automatically a Shlomim since it's after Pesach. Shmamina, does this prove that Pesach Peshah Yimot HaShanah Boi Akira, you have to specify that it's a Shlomim? Omer Ebchia Bar Gamda, not necessarily. Nizraka Mipi Chabura Vamru, it might be talking about a case you're going to show your Baalim to be a mate. V'nidachin LePesach Sheni. In which case, Stoma Lashem Pesach Koy. And the Maisa, that's how they held in the Chabura. HaPesach Nishkat B'Sholosh Kitot Shinamem Shachtu Otoko Kahal Adat Yisrael, Kahal Agav Yisrael. Nichnasa Kata Rishona Ditmalu Azara Ninalu or Nialu Adlatot Azara Taku Ariu V'Taku Akonim Omnim Shurot Shurot Bideh Mezikai Kesev V'Mezikai Zav Shura Shekulo Kesev Kesev Shura Shekulo Zav Zav Lo Yomu Ravim Israel Rabbi Yudon min meim shekata shlishit lo egiu even up to half to Yishma Hashem b'pnei she'amam muatim k'maaseu b'cho kach maaseu b'shabbat el ha'shakon im edichim et hazara shelo b'ritzon chachamim Rabbi Yudon im erkos hayam emal im idamat ha'aruvet zorko zrika achat agave mizbeach to make up for any missed korbonos v'lo hodu lo chachamim ketzat tovin ha'mafshitin unkolo yot shabar zelo yukvon b'ktalim uba amudim שבהם תולינו מפשיטים, כל מי שיש לו מקום לקלוט להפשיט, כל מי שאין לו מקום לקלוט להפשיט, מקלות תקים וחלקים היו שם, מניח על כתפו וכתב חברו ותולו מפשיט. רב אליעזר אומר רב אליעזר שכה להיות בשבת מניח ידו וכתב חברו, יד חברו על כתפו ותולה ומפשיט, קראו והוציאו את האמוריו, נותנו במגיסי כתירו גם המזבח, יצתה כת הראשונה וישבה לה בהר הבית, שנייה וישבה בחיל, שלישית במקומה עומדת חשיכה יצאו וצלו את פסחיהם אומר רבי יצחק אין הפסח משחדה לו בשלוש כיתות של 30-30 בני אדם מי טיימה קהל ועדה בישראל מספק לה does that mean בבת אחת or בזרח הזה יוקר בינן שלוש כיתות של 30-30 תהי בבת אחת היקה היא בזרח הזה היקה יוקר בחמישים נמי סגיה דאי לתלטין ואב דאי על עשור ואף כעשור עלי עשור ונאף כעשור נכנס הקאט ראשונה התמר הבאי אומר ננעלו תנן רוב אומר נועלים תנן מה בנאו יקבל היום למסמך הניסה הבאי אומר ננעלו תנן Kamadai Lumalo Visamkinan Anisa. Rova Amar Noalim Tnan, Velosamkinan Anisa. Voditran Omrevira Has Visholom, Shakavia Ben Mahalala Nitnada, Shein Azra Ninele Tal Koladam Yisrael Kokmad Yat Hate, Kakavia Ben Mahalale, Abayim Tarzitami Rova Matarzitami. Abayim Tarzitami Ein Bazra Vishashen Nin Allah, A Koladam Yisrael Kokmad Yat Hate. Not a kuya mikolechad, and him to some shishim ribu zuge klayot, kiflaim kiotse mitzrayim, chutz mitameim shoy bederchacholka, veinachoko pesach, opersha nimna lavi otermi asrabne adam. Are you calling not a pesach mi uvim? Not a kuya, a boy actura. No, yeah, the actor. Voktivi iktiro, shaloy rav kalavav shazebetze? No, Adam actor lukhodachona. But it says viktiran, shiakuloke echad. And the Tvisa B'Yalman, Shokominahu, are the Yavin Levi the Akrin, and then they counted them. Quite in on them, Shiroshira is my title. Elaim Adilma Shakri, the Dava Maila, the Kaspar Hokanami, Dilma Shakri Bar Matan, Umaile Bar Mea, and the Dati Shapri Tvei, Lohar Yulavizik and Shulayim, Tanarabana, Kolavizik and Shulayim, 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 Chutri Vizik, Elevona Shalechem Apanim, Shema Yanichum, Vifros Halechem. Shachat Yisroel v'kibel akam. What do you mean, Yisroel? Los agid lav Yisroel. No, who guva kamashmulan? Shchita v'zar k'shera. And then kibel akohen kamashmulim gavol v'elach. This is kuna. No, no lachaviros. You mean halacha shlo beregel havi halacha? No, dimanayet purta. So then my kamashmulan? Kamashmulan barov amandret melayav. Kibel atam alayom marzir tarikan aval ipcha lo. Misayel el rishlokit amrifim lokish. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot. Koin akorovitz on the mizbeach mantan a pesach bezrika. Omer chist Rabbi Yosi Aglili yidetan. Rabbi Yosi Aglili omer et damam tizrok al mizbeach vet chelbam taktir. Damolo neemar el damam chelbolo neemar el chelbam limeda bechoru maaser vepesach shehin teunim matan domi veimurim lagabi mizbeach minolon de teunim yisod. Omer Rabbi Elazar at yezrika zrika miola kivach et damam tizrok al mizbeach. וכתיב אתם נזרקו בני אהרן הכהנים את עמו על המזבח סביב. מה עולה תאונה יסוד? אף פסח נמי תאון יסוד. עולה גוף מן עולה? עולה קרוא יסוד מזבח העולה. עמו עולה תאונה יסוד.